Yes.
So I'll be a little air out to move it. So we left off in the previous year, just trying to understand what the Ramban's kasha was. We know for a fact that the sugya that appears on the Beis and Bava Basra, Mechitza Keresh and Ifritza, is treated in halacha as part of the grandiose sugya of Dina de Garmi. That we know, that's the Fesh Gemara in the 9th Pech of Bava Kama. What was troubling the Ramban was, why exactly is this only Dina de Garmi? Typically, that this should be, in a sense, worse than Garmi. This should be a moment of mazik. What's the difference between my grapes that damage your wheat and my animal that destroys your property? So before we get to the teretz of the Ramban, we would try to analyze on Thursday what the kasha of the Ramban was. It's very nice to call it a moment of mazik, but you have to identify which moment of mazik you had in mind. So the Yechezkel took the, bit by bit, piece by piece, the Ramban's kasha, and attacked it and said, "Wait a minute, hey, look, Mudei Rabbeinu, what's up with Ramban? You want to tell me that it's like a shor shehizikai de keren? That's a nogach v'chakach hiftir, and that's going to be potter. Really? That was kind of a loaded question. So that took us down the path that we've been time and time again about hefkir and yush and rabbans and tzaisim and everything we spoke about in the previous gugulim. Then the Rebbe Yechezkel made a bad face and says, okay, zol zayin dalmiach, forget Karen. Let's go mitam regel. And regel, the Yechezkel was assuming, is not subject to that limitation of hizik mechakach hifkir. Maybe he's right, maybe he's not right. That was also not clear. But even Zalzayim that he's right, so the Yechezkel himself ran into a brick wall by saying, no, this can't be regel shehizik, because it was knisa b'aynis, not a de pshia. And everybody knows, the Gemara tucked away later on the Masechta, the Nofel the Aruga, the Halach Maranugu with another Aruga, a Raif and a Rosh, that when it's Knisa of Derech Aynes, you can't be Bechayev you on that subsequent Hezek of Regel. So we're 0-2. So 0-2, yeah. Baseball, you're 3 strikes. I remember when I was in elementary school, we used to only call it 2 strikes because it was ridiculous. Everyone struck out anyway, so why not come in and have to wait for the 3rd strike? Rubik Rove, 2 out of 3 is Rebbe Echor Al-Mahatis.
And
Bez and Shachal. What? And Bez and Shachal, yeah. I'd still be playing baseball, waiting for the 3rd strike. So comes the Rebbe Yechezkel to have a new mazik here. You thought that Karen was strange. You thought that shame, that regal was strange. This is the strangest of all. It's an Eish HaMazik. It's named Eish HaMazik. So we usually have that imagery of a fire. Fire means up. So fire, a little fire. You're having a barbecue and the fire got spread and burned out the other guy's field. That's the Tzur of Eish as depicted in the Hilge Torah. Of a Kumta Gemara in Bava Kama, beginning of the 3rd paragraph, and says, not so poshut. You can have Eish without any flames whatsoever. There's no combustion, nothing like that. You don't need the fire department for this. Give me an example of Eish without any flames. Anyone remember back to Bava Kama days? Jeremy Wood was back in Bava Kama, right?
Yeah.
Give me an example. I leave a rock on the top of the roof on a fairly windy day, and the Ruch Mitzvah comes and blows the rock down, and in transit, the rock smashes into something. It's an Eish HaMazik. If the rock falls down and the animal subsequently trips on that rock, that's Lebedek. What's that? What's that possibly?
It's Boris.
Maybe that's Boar, right? Because Boar is always stationary, and the Dabra Nizak comes to the Dabra Mazik. But the essence of Eish is that Bahadi the Azda Kavalske, that it's Mazik on the way. It's Mazik in transit. And as such, you can have an Eish that there's no flames, there's no fire, nothing's burning, and it's still considered to be an Eish HaMazik. Comes the Yechezkel and says, maybe that's the pshat. Maybe that's what the Ramban meant. That these grapes that are going out and they're being mazik, you don't even need a ruch mitzuya. means the fact that it's growing. That's like the Ruach Mitzuyah Dikur book. That's like it's growing and it's moving and it's in the process of traveling, and it travels into the other guy's wheat and barley field, and it causes a tremendous hezek. It creates a din for killer akerem. And again, we're ignoring the hezek shita nikkur part. That we have to come back after sukkah for that part. But the bottom line is, it was mazik derech hiluchai. So maybe that's because it's rekesh shigal eish. So if that's the pshat in the Ramban's kasha, again, we know we need a teretz here. If that's the pshat in the Ramban's kasha, the lashon is a little bit strange. What's strange about lashon Ramban? What did the Ramban say? Who saw the Ramban? You didn't find the kudus din the gamim. The Ramban posed the question by saying, "What do you mean? Hamamayu da azik? Shoruhu to topach biape? I don't know. An ox in a barbecue in a flame, and that's exactly the same thing. It's a nice little Torah, and I understand, and I appreciate where the Bichesk was coming from, because he struck out on the first two mazikin of Shor, but to say that this is Eish and the Ramban's up the Lashon of Shor sounds a little bit of a stretch to me. What's Pshat in the Bichesk? Who here saw the Bichesk? You guys looked up in the Bichesk. Did you see this Mahal from the Bichesk? That's Mitam Eish. And you went back to the Ramban, you saw the Ramban calls it Shor, and you just said, okay, great. That's what they did in Slobodka. They just let the Rashidas just say things. They screamed and they yelled. And they shrieked, what do you mean? No, what's Pshat? So you have to know the missing piece of the puzzle. The missing piece of the puzzle is the Gemara in the second part of the Bokam. The first thing is that we're learning Rav Metzia. Now we're learning Baba Kama. Maybe someday we'll learn Rav Nasser together. So you go to the second part of Baba Kama, so it's the same Masechta. Kul Echad Nezikin. I don't feel as guilty. I never feel guilty anyway, but I wouldn't even have to feel guilty. Comes the Gemara Baba Kama with one of the most Yaseidistika Machleiksim about the nature of the din of Eish. It's like you would have expected this like in Rosh Hashiva Shira, like a Chakira. What's the nature of the parasha for Eish? State in the Hilgi Torah, he says to Eish, "What's a kaitz of Nechal Gadosh Alkamash?" So that Shalem Shalem Marvus of Eira. I think we're going to say it in Slichus. I think it's in Slichus one of these days, maybe even tomorrow. Remember which day of Slichus is the Arba Avos Nezikin? I don't remember. It's coming up. We haven't had it yet, so unless I missed it when I was sleeping. And what?
We got excited about it in the book.
Yeah, it's coming up in the next. There are only two more days left. It's either tomorrow or Tuesday. It's not in every Yom Kippur. It's tomorrow or Tuesday, depending on whether some shul say tomorrow's for Tuesday, Tuesday, Monday, because you give a mitzvah. So if you come to shul tomorrow and you're saying the wrong slichas, so you're in the wrong shul. Anyway, so somewhere in the next 48 hours, we're going to mention Abba and Zikim and slichas. So a very long Shashayla, the Gemara raised in Babakam of Chavez. What's the nature of Eish HaMasik? What's the Shayla? What is funny about Eish? Eish is a Mushunadika Hezek. Very, very strange. Because all of other mazikin and halacha can be defined and categorized and put into a box. Either it fits into the box of mamon shehizik, or it fits into the category you're already answering the question, of other mamazik, right? But again, other mamazik means either if I take a sledgehammer and I smash your car, that's an other mamazik biadayim. If I shoot an arrow and the arrow rips through your clothing, that's an adam amazik. Are they koychoy? So koychoy is kagufal dami. Except by tzroris, that's like there's a koychoy. That's Allah Mosh Sinai. But by adam amazik, so koychoy is kagufal dami. So when I shoot an arrow and it rips through your clothing, that's an adam amazik biyadayim. Koychoy is kagufal dami. On the other hand, you have mamani shehizik. Mamani shehizik meant that my animal is walking around and gorming people. I'm nowhere to be found. I'm not even down. I went away for Sukkot. I left my animal in the backyard. I didn't lock the door. The animal went out and gored and ate and trampled, whatever it did. So that's called Mamani Shehizik. That's not other Mazik. I'm 6,000 miles. I'm in Eretz Yisrael. Animals walking around Burger King. So most Mazikin are very, very simple which category they fall under. Eish is a very, very tricky one. Why? What do you think Eish is? I think Eish is an other Mazik. You think Eish is Mamani Shehizik. So on the one hand, I lit the fire. On the other hand, is it really kaychay? It's not really kaychay. Why is it not really kaychay? Because if not for the wind, the fire wouldn't have gone very far. So the fact that the fire went far is not really me doing it. It's almost tantamount to, I left my ox in a place that of negligence, and then the ox went and ate something. That's the basic definition of a mamon shehizik. So too, I created a fire, and that fire went through some other force, not through me. This is not the sledgehammer. This is not even the shooting of the arrow. The shooting of the arrow is direct. There's no other force involved in the shooting of the arrow. I was the force. I was the kodesh. I was the gufo. I was hakol mikol kol. So kochach murabo, it's hard to say that it's an outright mamon hamazik. On the other hand, I did do something. It's not like my shore, mamish, I'm out of town. I did light that fire. So it's a very, very dafistic mazik. And it's important to know. You're probably wondering, well, my nafkamina, whether it's another mazik or a mamish, you have to pay anyway. No, it's a big nafkamina. Who knows? Who remembers the Bukama days? Huge nafkaminas. What's the most obvious nafkamina? Gemara Bukama Nechom Gimel? L'chaiva B'dal Dvorim. What if I caused somebody bodily injury through a fire that I was careless with? So if it's just a mamash hizik, you only pay for nezek, you only pay for damage. If it's other mamash, then you pay dal dvar, you pay nezek tam yipushem sabayshes. So it's important to know whether something is adam or whether something is mamon. What's the answer to that question? What is it? Is it mamon or is it machlekes? What a shocking answer. Machlekes who and who? B'yech mishlokesh. B'yech mat kezok ishu b'shem chitzav. That lighting the fire in my house and it goes a mile through the normal ruch mitzuya and it burns down your field, that is a lach equivalent of shooting an arrow. It's a huge chiddush. Shooting an arrow, there's no other koyach. The whole force of the velocity, the force, whatever it means, whatever the whole force of the arrow is totally mikoyach atzmi. Kupir b'yeichan gezav that yishai is mishum chitzov. It's like the halach equivalent of me shooting the arrow, even though there's Kach HaKumura by. How did Rabbi Yechon know that? I wouldn't have said that Mitzvara. So Gemara says, Rabbi Yechon dashed in the Pasuk. You know what the Pasuk is? Shalem Yishalem, what? HaMavir is a bear. What's the name Mavir? Mavir is an Adam. You are the Mavir. What do you mean I've been the Mavir? I'm not the Mavir. I lit a barbecue. I didn't burn down your house. No. HaTera Asoy K'Mavir. The Torah is kiveya that something that happens in day kachach murabai is chaya isha b'shem chitzav. There's a famous Reb Chaim, Menuchah Shcheinim. Reb Chaim raises the chakira. What does that mean according to B'yechon? Isha b'shem chitzav. L'char the svar rishayna was it wasn't. It wasn't really b'shem chitzav. If Reb Yechon needed a pasuk, the Gemara says Reb Yechon needs exer sakos. If not for exer sakos, I wouldn't have said it b'tama atzmi. So the svar rishayna is it's not really yadam amazik because it's not really my koyach. So what's pshat in the gzeres hakosav? No, who could have a chakir? Is pshat in the gzeres hakosav a zoy or a zoy? It's a class of the b'chaim. Pshat in the gzeres hakosav. They didn't know chinami. The havamina was right. This is not really other mamazik b'yadayim. But a teira asoy ki ilu yor mamazik b'yadayim. The Torah says even though you're not real, lemaisa you didn't really do it. Lemaisa. I lit the fire 20 miles away. It was the wind did the damage. The Torah says that if and when you created an H and then the Kerech came, we're going to treat you with Alechumras, we're going to kielu your Amazik Piyadayim, and you're going to pay Dal Devorim. Or Pshat is no. Maybe Pshat is, we misunderstood physics. We thought that when there's a Kerech Urabai, we don't call it your Kerech, we call it the wind as the Mazik. Kamash below, no, when you do something with the Kachach of Urav, the mice is Nikwa Shem Kachacho. It's your Kayach. The Taki is Ishim Shem Chitzav. The Havamina was wrong. So, according to the first being of Chaim, the Havamina was that this is not really another Bamazik. Kamash below, you're right, it's not, but we're going to slap you like another Bamazik. According to the second Bior, Ishim Shem Chitzav means we're going to redefine Vasmin Kayach. Go back to the physics textbooks and we come to the realization that when I do something with zero of a kach or rabo, this is my kayach. Jeremy, remember this Reb Chaim? What's the raya? Reb Chaim with the famous raya. Reb Chaim's a very famous raya. The famous raya is the simple reading of the Gemara says in Baba Kama and Second Perek that if I kill somebody, derech isha b'shem chitzav, Reb Chaim misa. If there's a guy tied up, if the guy's not tied up, he could run away and kill him. His pshia, they run away. A guy's tied up 20 feet away, and I light a fire 20 feet away from him, and I know God's school, the wind is going to come. It's a nice breezy day. The wind's going to come and kill him. And Adam say to me, don't do that. And I say, sorry, I'm going to do that. I'm a kabbalah from Atzmi. The simple reading of the Gemara of Kabbalah is, What do you see from that Gemara? The Ishim Shemchitzov carries over from Hilchos Nezikin into other areas of Halacha. Zok Reb Chaim, if Ishim Shemchitzov was just a gzeres across the Alma, that it's not shaftam, it's not labeled as Yokayach, it's just a quirk in Hilchos Nezikin, it's a chiddush asah, a kos of ki'ilu, it's your chitza, but you're not really a chitza. It's such a chiddush, it really doesn't make any sense. Well, what should we say? Ein l'chavoy l'chiddushay. How the heck are they going to extrapolate from one to another? So Reb Chaim, from the fact that the Gemara extrapolated, Zeman from Dor, that the nature of the Gzeres HaKosav was that we goofed in our understanding, misunderstanding of physics. That the Emes Lamito is, the Torah is megala to me, that this is called Kaychay. If it's Kaychay, so it's the same shooting, it's machinable. If I shoot somebody, of course I'm a Ritzach. I can't say, no, the bullet killed him, I didn't kill him. It's my Kaychay. As Reb Chaim's famous Ryan around, Reb Chaim Lechashchenim. I don't want to get too far off the topic. I mean, maybe I do, but we'll try to get back to somewhere near Baba Bash at some point today. So for your own personal Torah knowledge, you should just know that not all Rishonim agree to what I just said, that the Gemara actually says that Yechayev for Misa, for Yisra, Shem, Shechitzai, to kill somebody. The Sibri of the Gemara says that, but there are some Rishonim who don't say that. The Shiran doesn't say that. There's an Amamin that says that. There are Rishonim who don't say that. So Reb Chaim's Hoshtuk Uraya is based on Taiz's reading of that Gemara Baba Kama, which is a highly controversial way of reading the Gemara.
Can you also just even though it's a type of damage that usually would be more similar to Mammon, Aish is an exception. Well, it's always like you do it, being on the Zika, being on the
Zika, I don't know. Good, everybody, back to that story. So Rabbi Yochanan had this version of Ishim Shemchitza, Chiddush Gadol of Ishim Shemchitza. This is the most famous Yimuka Yosef in all Baba Kama, for anyone who never learned Baba Kama.
Shabbos
Kiddush? It's the Shabbos Kiddush. Yimuka Yosef, that Gemara asks, if so, how can you light Shabbos Kiddush on Friday afternoon? Ishim Shemchitza, it's like you're lighting the fire on Shabbos. Famous Kashrut. Okay, nothing. But back to the story. Rish Lakish doesn't buy into this whole story. Rish Lakish says, Yishu B'shu B'mayin, I'm finished. That's it. I am Avra Sabeira, Lav Dav, so Lishta B'Alma. But it's basically fundamentally Yishu B'shu B'mayin, if you're not chayav Dal Dvar. Achleik is Rabbi Yechim Rish Lakish. Comes the Gemara in Baba Kamad of Chav Gimel as a startling statement. It says, even Rabbi Yechim, who's the biggest believer of Yishu B'shu B'chitzav, is Mayde that every once in a while, Yishu B'shu B'mayin. Rabbi Yochanan concedes to his Talmud, to his brother Rish Lakish, that it's shayach that it's seer for the eish that's nisht ish to ishim ishim chitzav, and it still could be chayav lo gar mamoinai. What's the case? What's the seer? Says the Gemara kol lo chitzav. What's the kol lo chitzav? When I shoot an arrow, so the tzur of shooting an arrow, I shoot the arrow, and the arrow goes, nothing stops it. It's a direct line. It could be an arrow that's going 20 feet. It could be a bullet that's going 100 feet. It could be an intercontinental missile that's going 10,000 miles. There's a direct line from where I shot it until it does its damage. That's called lo kol l'chitzav. The chitz didn't stop for anything. Nothing was blocking it. It just went directly. And that's, I don't need a pasuk for that. That's pasuk. That's kaych adam. That's kaych kiguf adam. That's milsim shita. Except for drawers. Drawers is the quirk. But I was much seen by mammon. But by adam and mazik, says the Gemara, what if at the time that I set this item into motion, there was something that was blocking it? There was something that was potentially standing in the way, and then that item subsequently disappeared, and I knew it disappeared, and I could have done something to prevent it from preventing the damage, and I didn't. He says, what's it in the following case? I lit a fire in my backyard, and there's a flame-resistant wall between us. There's a cement wall between my backyard and your backyard. So at the time that I'm barbecuing, you cannot possibly say that my maisad locha is mazik like shooting an arrow. There's a brick wall there. It could have been arrows there. Okay, what kind of shooting an arrow is it? So how did the damage happen? In the interim, the wall fell down. had to fall down. Oh, gosh, somebody dynamited the wall in the middle. And I'm watching that happen, and I can quickly get up there and put the rocks back in place and back in, and saw that, I'm not gonna do that. I'm negligent. I know that they have a barbecue that's out of control. I know that you have a cornfield down the other side of the road. And I know that there's a wall that should be there. And I don't know anything about it. And I know as I'm watching my fire, which is my mamon, it was my chet, but it's also my mamon, so don't go out for my animal. And it's traveling, slowly, slowly passing right by the place that would have blocked it. And it goes out and burns down your cornfield. Said the Gemara, Rebbe Kama, the Chav Gimel, Aleph. I'm chai, according to Rabbi Yechanan, but not Mishumat, Rabbi say. Not Mishum Chitzav. And if a person gets hurt, I'm not going to pay dollars for him for that. What am I chayev? Mishum what? Mishum Amayinai. You know what mashal the Gemara gives for that idea? That's what's called Chitzav. It's a logar from Amayinai. The Gemara gives the following mashal. Mashal of the Vedayme to what my axe that damages that I didn't fix the wall. But Tafach Piyapi. I didn't prevent the damage. I know my axe is spaziering around. Lamash, I have an axe in my backyard, and there's a fence. And all of a sudden, I see the fence fell down, and I don't do anything about it. And my axe goes out and damages. The Gemara says, "An eish shehizik ayadei kol lechadoshav is dinay kishoad loapach biape." That's the verbatim quote from the Bekamah from Gimel. Zoch de v'yicheskel. I want another example of shod lo upa tafach biape. Not just an animal that I didn't put up the fence, not only a cement wall that I didn't secure from the flame, give me another shod lo tafach biape. When the mechitza comes tumbling down, mechitza kemshi nifritza, and I know that my grapes are traveling, they're on the way, they're in motion, and I choose what? To ignore it and do nothing about it, knowing full well that eventually they're going to pass the point of no return, they're going to be aser, they're going to be mazik and aser, they're going to aser, therefore thereby being mazik, you are tevua, ich bin chayiv, alt what? This is nishken shor, it's not a real shor, you can't really call it shor, why? Because it's no chachifkir, right? You can't call it regel, because shev rev is a cork, has to have a knisa, tchils knisa, b'pshia. What you can call it is Isha Mishum Amayne de Rabbi Yochanan, which the Gemara calls the Moshul of Shod Lo Tavach Biape. But it's Eish, it's Nishkin Shor, it's Eish. Zoch de Vichas, that's the Ramban's Kashon. That the grapes are a din for Eish. Not regulation, not an Eish of Isha Mishum Chitzav, because it's Kalacha Chitzav. Because when I planted those grapes, there was a wall there. So it's not Isha Mishum Chitzav, it's the Isha Mishum Amayinai that Rabbi Yechon also accepts as the default Eish number two. That's how it's the book. That's how they read the Kasha from Ramban. Who here read the Kasha that way? Why not? You have to all, I said many times, you have to all above a comment to appreciate the Ramban and the base of Baba Basra. Okay, so we spent a lot of time spending 1.5 shiurim on the Kasha of the Ramban. So we think we have a version of the Kasha of the Ramban. So what's the Teretz of the Ramban? Dr. Ramban. But Mefaik in the Rabbanan Zal, fourth line of the Ramban. Mefaik in the Rabbanan Zal, Lach Kusher. The Lo Mitzah Machmas Irvov L'chudei, Elvav Nation is Yaish V'ligdor. V'yushu ha'geir ma'isr, v'ha'geir lo l'ischayiv. Ramban says, if you pinpoint that which is the cause of damage over here, it's not just the grapes traveling. The grapes traveling on their own would not cause any problems whatsoever. Because there's a din tucked away, Nuchus Kilayim, Nuchus Kiliyakarim, that Kiliyakarim do not become usur just merely because there are grapes and wheat next to each other. There has to be grapes and wheat and barley, whatever you think ingredients go into Kiliyakarim. There's something else critical. What is that? Your what?
1/200th.
No, that's a technicality. What else has to be present in order to declare an Issa of Kilei Kerem? You have to be thrilled about what's happening. Yes, we got some grapes and wheat growing together. Fantastic. Can't think of anything better than that. Yechus of the Bailim. or at least bare minimum of knowledge of the Bialim, not caring about it. If something is growing together and the Bialim are trying, they're running, it's Erev Yom Kippur, Gavalk, we gotta get rid of this Kiliak Erev. And in the process of the Bialim trying to scrounge around and get some guy from Home Depot to build a fence, it's Meisif Masayim. What's the din? It's Mutter. If it's Mutter, there's no damage to speak of. Mishnayis Meseches Kelayim. Where did this come from? Some deep dark secret. Taisa claims that possible. Since for Karvacho Kelayim Zahara, that's like your Kerem. Kerem means, has that connotation. I want it. I plan things by Kerem. It doesn't happen in Meila. Zop, Ramban. The Nezek, which is a direct result of it becoming Asur Mishum Kelayim Kerem, was not really done by my grapes per se. It was really done almost by a combination of my grapes together with my yush. A hezek that's done ayyadei machshava, Dr. Ramban, can never be worse than what? What's the yisod from Ramban? If the damage happened through a machshava, not through a maise, it can never be worse than what? Dina Dawa, Dina Dagami. You can never label it worse than Dina Dagami. Now again, we don't yet know the differences of nuances, what is Gami, not Gami, but there's a cloud global for Ramban that pays the Mabasri. You heard it here for the first time. Ramban in Kudra's Dina Dagami. That's a Yesai for Ramban, Hezek through Machshava. If I sit and I concentrate and I think, I'm like you know, thinking about how terrible my brainwave should destroy your. Should burn down your house so you have that special koyach to do that. I'm sitting and thinking, I'm putting a spell on you through my mind, through my brainwaves, and something happens to your stuff, worse than dinagami is nisht. So shteit in Ramban. And that's the reason why mechizikesh nifritza is not a shamazik. The worst we can label is dinagami. Who saw this Ramban? Is that what he said? Huh? Did the Ramban say this? No, you didn't see it, John. He said the favorish. The Yushua Dermes of Agam is Chayef. Came here to Rav Yitzchak Tzafat Zalat Teres. Quotes from the Reed. The Hilig of Yitzchak quotes from the Reed this Teres. Ramban, a direct line from the Reed. Ramban's Rebbe was either Talmud of the Ri or Talmud of the Ri, I forgot already. I think it was Talmud of the Ri, I forgot already. So he's taking Ramban.
It's the emphasis on the Siyayish in the Gemara. The fact that
The reason why the Mishnah says the Siyayish is because it doesn't become Kiliakarim without Yush. So Zakhtar Ramban, basically the Nezik doesn't happen without the contribution of the Yush. And since the Yush is the Machshava, Hezek believed Hezek Bashava can never ever be more common than Din Degami. That's the famous story for Ramban in Kiddush Din Degami. So basically we have a little bit of a problem with the Ramban. Actually, we have a very big problem with the Ramban. Another big problem with the Ramban is Ramban Lechora is guilty of, catch this one, not overkill, but underkill. Which is maybe a new term. What I mean by that, he's guilty of underkill. What the Ramban just told us is that Hezek Ayadei Machshava can never truly be called a real true Maise Hezek. And we can't slap you for sure, or Aish, or Adam, or Bor, whatever the Ramban is speaking on. The worst we can hit you with is the Indigami.
But it's not
the Nidigarmi.
It's less than the
Nidigarmi. L'chaora, we have a raya brew from a Gemara that Hezek Adei Machshava is one notch less than the Nidigarmi. It is. What's the one notch less?
Grama.
Grama Nizikin Potter. The Gemara says above Abbas in the second barak, Grama Nizikin Potter. First thing, Grama Nizikin Potter. Give me an example of Grama Nizikin. Who remembers the case in the second barak of Abbas?
Turtle doves.
What?
Turtle doves.
Ladder. It's called the ladder. The famous ladder. Case with the ladder, right? So what happened to the ladder? Chaza for a second.
The weasel goes up the ladder.
Weasel jumps up the ladder, right? We talked about this year already?
Last year.
What did we talk about last year? The weasel, okay. So what happens? I put a you have a shayvach, right? You have your birds, your birds' nests, and I take a ladder and I put it up too close to your bird's nest. In the middle of the night, chulda weasel comes and climbs up the ladder and attacks your birds. So the Mishnah says I did something terrible. I really was not supposed to put that ladder there, and you have right to take me to Beis Din to prevent me from putting that ladder. That's a din of hilchos achokos miskeshchedim. But if tachlis, if it happened, you don't have a left to fail. You can't make me pay money. You know why? Grama ben ezikin potter. Too indirect. So the Rishonim are very, very bothered by how do you know what's called grama, what's called garmi? Grami we pass as chayav. We pass like ramir. You know the garmi is chayav. Whereas grama ben ezikin potter. So there's some degree, some gradation of directness versus indirectness, which is so unclear. So Tosfos deals with this, and the Rosh deals with this, and the Ramban deals with it, and the Shach, and everybody has what to say to try to figure out what the Yisod HaDvarim is. We need to draw the line between Grub and Gavri. So we're going to get there, and hopefully the Hashem in Sukkos to come after Sukkos. But right now, just bear with us, Grub is Potter, and Gavri is Chayev. Ask everybody in the Ramban, and says, wait a second, according to you, the Ramban, who took a hezek ayedei machshava and said it's not maise, it's garmi. No, it's not. It's less than garmi. It's groma. So, you understand what I mean? When I said the Ramban's guilty of underkill. He made it so not maise that it should be totally poter. Now vishteida, you know, how do I know what's my raya brura? Because you didn't. Who knows? What's the raya that hezek ayedei machshava is nishke and hezek bchalav? Not even garmi. That's a gemara. Get up and give him. What's the gemara? No one got that Mamre Kermis yet? And getting up in Gimel? Log Gemara 11. Mamre number 11. Okay. We'll share with you the Mamre. Try to say a little bit outside. Another sugi that's right around the bend. You have to Sukkos. Hezek She'en O'Nikar. I'm a real mean guy. But I'm the lumbish of a mean guy. Instead of coming with a sledgehammer and smashing your car, I come with a dead mouse and put it onto your truma. That's real mean. I just ruined your truma for you, right? You can't eat it anymore. On the other hand, nobody can see the damage. And I'll bring it to secular court. A guy's going to take you to a claim in the New York State Court, right? Esquire, right? Rothenberg, right? We need a Rothenberg to say this. Would we call that injury lawyer? Would we call that damaging? What's by damaging? The court's going to laugh at you. I'm going to say, this guy, he's a maneuverable guy. He destroyed my food. The court says, what'd he do? Put a mouse on it. I wash it off. I can't. It's priestly tithe that truma. That's tenth. That's mindset. I can't. It's ritually impure. What's the judge going to say? Don't talk to the rabbi. Don't talk to me. There's nothing. We can't help you. Potter. Next case. That's Hezek She'en O'Nikar. So the whole sugi in the Gemara is chayav. The potter. The raya. The rabbanan. We got a lot of things to talk about. In the middle of that discussion, Hezek She'en O'Nikar, the Gemara brings the raya. From a guy, listen to this. He's Mazik Apara Aduma. We've been waiting for thousands of years for some farm in Lakewood, finally, after all said that, he discovers a Paraduma. Okay, this guy is Paraduma. Paraduma is worth millions. Right? Bachor Mikdash, they're ready to get it, they're ready to start. We're working on it already. We're ready to roll. Millions. What do? I passel that Paraduma. I pass that paraduma. What? I do some avoid to it, right? I do some work to it, right? I can destroy paraduma very, very quickly. But I'm more sophisticated than that. What I do is like this. Oh, come on, kidding. Wow, so complicated. There's a lot of you got to know which nice para to figure out how to damage the other guy's paraduma. You're a grumman. That phrase, is like tantamount to saying it's grumman and zikin is potter. What's the case? Says the Gemara. Case like this. I go in the middle of the night to your paraduma, and I take it, and I bring it to an area where it's going to nurse. that per se is okay. That per se is not called malacha. But there's also some grain on the floor, and by golly, kind of as it's nursing, it's gonna what? It's gonna trample on the grain and do me a little threshing job on the side, which would be tantamount to what? Also the malacha, right? The maisa that I did, says the Gemara, is what? You can't call this a maisa of other mamazik. You know why? Because my bringing the para was what? Was really done, not their chesed, because I didn't bring the par per se to the threshing floor. I brought it to nurse. Ela what? Because I had in mind it should thresh also, what's going to happen? That's going to potentially what? That's going to ruin it. So on the spot, the Mishnah explained, what's ruining this par is not the Maisa Hezek. What's ruining this par is what? My what? My agenda, my plan. So to be showing him, that's a hezek, I de machshava. And the hezek of machshava can never be worse than what? What does the Gemara call it? Potem di the yodo, lechav di shemayim. What does the Gemara call it? Can never be worse than what? Than grama. So the Ramban's guilty of underkill. The Ramban's trying to explain why the kilayim, why the grapes. These are such gavalik lomdisha hezek is over here. This is great. This is not just taking sledgehammers. You got one guy in one corner planting grapes that are killing the other guy's tevua, and the Ramban's telling you, oh, maisa hashor, maisa, that doesn't ish. It's not a mamash hezek. Das is only a garmi because derech machshava, whenever hezek machshava, can't ever be worse than garmi. You got nothing more tucked away in the Gittim, in the Mishnah, in the para, that it's not even garmi, it's only grama. So what is it? What is a hezek that basically takes place through a machshavas ha'odom? Is that the adayim is nisht? Aber does it form between the cracks in the middle that it's like garmi, like the Ramban says, the goodness is garmi? Or is it even one notch lower, which merely grama? So how do you resolve this kasha, according to the Ramban? This is the kasha. Everyone knows this kasha. Who is the Gemara Gittin? If you see the Gemara Gittin, and you see the Ramban, the goodness is the garmi, you realize right away we have a big problem. So you just learn about the Ramban. So Mechitz, the Gemshin, the Ovalik, the Dor, the Ingo, Gadra, Chayav, right? That's all the Gemara. State the Bavakam, and that's the test, of course. It's Bitam, Dira, the garmi. Frek the Ramban, why is it a moment mazik? Emphat the Ramban, because I never shove it wrong. If it's really true, if the Ramban Yisod is right, that since you need the Yush to create the Hezek, if that Yisod is correct, that should make it even one step less. It should make it to the point of Grubba, which should be part of the Gambre. So the Ramban calls himself Mozarus, and he solved.
I remember the reason that Garmi is worse than Grubba.
You know, Garmi is Chayev. We pass the Garmi is Chayev. Grubba is Potter, even according to our Meir Pashas. So we again, I have no idea how to define which is which. If you gave me a Grama Grammy, I had no idea to tell you which is which. But I'm just reading cases in the Gemara. The Gemara called the case of the Paras Grama. Gemara says, Chpatri the other Chabdishimai. So that's a code phrase for Grama. So how could that be Grama and your Ramban's Kinder Karen be Garmi? That's my kasha. That's my kasha. Everybody has this kasha in the Ramban.
You just repeat the case in Gittin?
I bring the animal to a place that my action, bringing the animal per se, cannot be labeled as a hezek, because I'm bringing the animal to nurse. So that's okay. That was a lot of nurse. But there happens to also be tvua there, and I am really, really excited about that tvua getting threshed.
If you weren't excited,
if it happened to be wheat there, and I don't really, couldn't care less about it, so then that would be like a shell of ubad ba, that would be like, it would not be, it wouldn't be called malacha.
Isn't this case also on the Gemara? Because here you didn't bring it to you.
No, but obviously Chazal are viewing the Maisa Havasa Mehem is not a Maisa Hezek. Because I brought up their Heter. Because the Maisa is being brought Kadesh Tinach, which is per se not called Hefset, not called Malacha. So the Gemara, for whatever reason, the Gemara was convinced that that's true. I mean, if you were an Abayra and you want to argue that, maybe you could argue that. But that's the clear in the Gemara's Hanacha. What we're picking up on is, okay, Zozan, great. So it's not a Maisa. So what is it? So it's Grama. Why is it Grama? Because the damage that you are doing is only Derech Machshava. So you see from here, the Machshava is only Derech Grama. It's not even Grama. Forget about not being Maisa, it's not even Grama. That's the cash against the Rebbe. So what's the Biradala? So the Emes is, you can only address this Kasha if you really understand that Gemara Masechus Gittin. So that Gemara in Gittin is per se very problematic, because there are other Gemaras that seem to indicate, other laws seem to indicate, that hezek that takes place through machshava is real hezek, is the real McCoy hezek, not a game, not a gomer gami somewhere in left field. It's the real McCoy. Give me an example. Anyone know an example? Kama days. Give me a hezek that takes place through machshava. Pigul. I'm a fago b'kachim. It's a mishnah. Kaim shepigul b'miktash chayovin. The Gemara has a discussion, the Hezek Shem Mikar, maybe yeah, maybe no, maybe so. That's the element of that discussion. But fundamentally, the Ikaron, the Fagil the Kochim, qualifies as a what? As Hezek. How can it qualify as Hezek? Mefagil Machshava. The guy thinks to Shech, he Shech to the carbon, Machshava to eat it after this man. How does that do anything? Why is that anything? That's meaningless. It's a Hezek and a Machshava. Why is Hezek HaMech Shava anything worse than a Grama? What's the answer to that question?
Kachim
is different. How does Kachim help? Kachim is different. How's going to help me? I want to know. This is Nezikir, not Kachim.
Maybe
Mach
Shava would only say that you're responsible.
Mach Shava by Kachim just means that apostle the Korban, who says that's going to affect Dina Mominus. This is Rothenberg and Rothenberg Law Firm discussing over it. We want to know if you're chayef to pay or not. I can kill this one on the basis of Mish Mechpatli. We'll talk to Cohn and Katz. We'll talk about whether the carbon is kosher or not. I wonder if I have to pay money. Tachas din yamam mischeshim mishma. Manishtana, the father of a kachim, from the case of the paradum, that's the kash. So we're learning kachim and tarus now. How many since Dharma we're learning? We thought we're learning Nezikin. Then we realize we're learning tarus. Now we're learning kachim. So we have a stira between a hezek, a din of Nezikin that takes place in Seder Kachim, and a din of Nezikin that takes place in Seder Taras. When it comes to Barduma, we just laugh at it. We say, yeah, there's a Gornish and Gornish, just grow and leave me alone. When it comes to Kwanish Pigul Mikdash, it's Maisim Mamish. It's not even Garmi. It's Hezek Mamish Piyadayim. Except for the fact that they don't Nikar. Okay, don't have me check.
Can you see what Zayn was saying? It's just that a Machshava in Hektish is the same thing as a Maisim in
That's nice in Hilkos Kachim. What's that do with Kachim? I'm talking about a Hilchos Nezikin. I wonder why I have to pay money. I don't care what the animal's called, where the corn's kosher. Right? No one's learned this kasha. They are kasha, yeah. So it takes a rush when you throw this kasha. It takes a rush in the 12th of the Mamakonis. The Rosh says, on the second line, "V'ibim machshava heich mechayev." If all pigul occur just through machshava alone, how are you chayev? Which gemara do you think the Rosh is about to ask from? He's perplexed. How are you talking to Markazeh that mefagel is chayev? It's against what? V'had yamina isim lach mecha patni biyada filu afakad darum. Yes, the Toz Rush is on getting up and down on that sugya. Elavada is up Toz Rush. The answer is Torah Dibur. Pigul doesn't occur through Machshava. You guys have the wrong facts and say the Kachi. You can't create a Chalois Pigul with Machshava alone. What do you need? You need Dibur. Right? Doesn't everybody know that? So there's a rush through that. I wish that Machshav Machshav doesn't mean Machshav Machshav means Dibur. The Dibur Choshev has a Gomer. Kev Shidus like the Diburai. It's not that there's a rush. Machshav is a garnish from garnish. Machshav is Grama B'Yalma. No more. Not an iota more than Grama B'Yalma. Pigul? You had your facts wrong. You didn't learn Kachim. You got to go back to Brisk and figure out what's made Pigul. You have a Fagab Kachim Derech Dibur, not Derech Machshav. Which happens to be a load in Machlekes Rishayim, Machlekes Taisa Rav, major Machlekes. But the Taisa Rosh was from the Balei HaTaisa, Balei HaTaisa, and Shas, and Tzachim, and other places, all assuming that all the Machshavas that the Mishnayis and Zerachim talk about don't really mean Machshav, they really mean Dibur. So when all the dust settles according to the Taisa Rosh, what is the din of Hezek HaYideh Machshava? Bottom one. Your bottom one is your potter. That one wrinkle a little bit that got us misled was the people sugya. Forget about it, says the Taisa Rosh. That sugya is not new to us. That's Dibur. Dibur is Kenaisa. in Hezek. If I damage your derech dibor, I'm chayv like a mamazik b'yadayim. If I threw a spell at you, and Harry Potter throws a spell at, and somebody gets hurt, Snape against Yenim, Shmenim, and someone gets hurt through the curse, through the words, dibor is about the Odino Kemaise. Machshav is a grammar. Baruch Hashem to Taz Harash, so he explained the Kasha for us. Of course, he made the sugya significantly more difficult for who?
For
Rabban. If the Taz Harash is right, that Dibur is the Pigul sugya, but the Gemara and Gittin after Gimel stands, so then we're in big trouble. So then we have a Gemara, Beferish Gemara, that says that Heaven and Yom HaShava is Gram B'Alma. If it's Gram B'Alma, then the Rabban's Taras by Kinei Kerem doesn't fit. So we know that the Ramban's going to have to say something about this topic. We already know the Ramban's going to have to give a different teretz to this kasha from Pigul and Parah, which is going to be more helpful for the Ramban's theory. Where would you think to even look for this teretz? Probably in the where. Most probably. In Kutra's Dina Degarmi, which is the next in Mount Mekamis, number 12. So the bottom line is hopefully mentioned tomorrow. We have to see how the Ramban answered the Kasha. I don't care how the Rosh answered. I mean, it's nice to know what the Rosh said, but I need to know the Ramban's approach to the sugya. But once you have a better understanding of the Ramban's approach to Grummas and Gamis and Maisa, which will be hopefully help us a little bit by the Ramban and Kudras the Gamis and another 20 pages later in the Kudras. So hopefully we'll be able to put together some of the pieces to understand the Teretz and Ramban. So again, we're just learning Mamish, such a simple sugya. We're just talking about the Chizik Teresh and Yisrael. And tomorrow, the Mishnah says, Yechaya. So the Rabban's Kasha was, Chaya, did the Gamli, really? The Kama, really? Only did the Gamli? What happened to Maisa, Mamoina, Mamachizik? So it took us a day and a half to figure out what the word Rabban meant in his Kasha. And then the Rabban, once we identified the Kasha, we thought we were easy sailing ahead. And the Rabban just even more difficult, because he gave us a Teretz that's against the Gemara. So the Teretz is, we have to figure out what that Gemara did or didn't say, because people are staring in the face that Gemara did in any way, because Rosh is not helping us, it's only hindering us. Hopefully we'll try to figure out what the Rabban says. Okay.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Yeah, guys. Good to see everyone.